Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're live on Blog Talk. Make sure, brothers and sisters, there's nothing playing or the broadcast isn't playing in the background. Jezebel, okay? The woman from hell is what we went into. And I want to ask you, sisters, right out, what did you take from this particular lesson? Do you take it as a reprimand, an attack, or an eye-opening? And let's open up the lines. 515-609. It's 515-605-9327. The number is on your, it's on your, you know, on your visual here, on your screen. Let's start with 831. Jezebel, the woman from hell. You're live.
Hello?
Shalom, yes. You're live. Give us your name and location and what you have. Talk to us.
This is Janisha from North California. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're live. Let me hear from you. I didn't hear anything.
Okay, good. I was thinking about what you were saying. I do remember, based off the Jezebel spirit, I've seen how with the hair for the women, how I've seen women back when I was younger, the women would have, when they get the weave in their hair, they'll start acting different. And, their confidence go up and everything like that. Their confidence will go up, and then they'll start to have more of an attitude. Even I noticed it when I was a lot younger, and my family would put the weave in my hair, and I told my mom I didn't like it because I noticed how my attitude would change when I had it. I would become more confident because it made me feel a lot prettier. And I would, I told her, I don't want this because when I get older and I can't afford it, how am I going to, I'm not going to feel happy about myself with this in my hair. And I think I was about 12 or 13 when I told her that. So I did see, and I would see how they would become happier posing in the mirror and everything with that hair in their head. And they'd get all dressed up and just be like, yeah, I'm about to go out, about to have fun. And I didn't like that because I was like, why is it that they're more confident now that they have this?
Hey, sister, I'm here with you, right? We had to go off. I'm sorry if you've been going all that time. We had to go off and call you from a different line. Okay, so real quick, I need to know straight out, Jezebel, the woman from hell, what did you take from this particular lesson that can be applied is what I would like to know. First, with your name, and also your location, and then you can give us your insight.
I guess it would be a little harder for me to answer that one because I wasn't here for the whole lesson because today I had a doctor's appointment for my daughter. I accidentally smashed her finger in the door. So I had to go get that checked.
All right, this,
but I
well,
did,
this will,
I
this,
did
no, 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 no. This, we're going to do it. Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to place you on hold, and I need someone on the line who have actually listened to the broadcast. We'll come back with you later, sister. I really need people to chime in because we have to edify and not throw this off someplace else. I need to know that what's taught is resonating and will help brothers and sisters navigate through people going forward, knowing who to avoid and who to protect our sons and daughters from. 917 area code.
Shalom.
Shalom, you're live. Your name and location and what you have on the topic.
Shalom, hello. My name is Sister Edith from New York. And I thank you for addressing this spirit because even before I got into the truth that is that I was been studying and researching, you know, as a woman because this is a spirit that has been doing a lot of destruction in our community. And I thank the Most High for you addressing the spirit, especially today, because the last 2 weeks I've been studying the books of Kings and the book of Chronicles, studying the history of our forefathers, and especially what Jezebel had done to our community. But the thing is, there's a spirit that is stronger than the spirit of Jezebel, because while Jezebel was in Israel destroying the prophets, there was Athaliah who was in Judah. And if she was trying to destroy the seed of Judah, the princes of Judah, and she almost got away with it because she killed all the princes but just one, her grandson. And I never heard people addressing this spirit, because she even ruled in Judah for like over 7 years, and the men could not do anything against her. And this spirit has been, in our community, and especially like in the community that I was up, I know that there's a lot of men who got married to the spirits, like literally, you know, having big wedding with those spirits, and they have days for them, especially also the spirit of succubus. So they all work together. And that's
all
why
right.
Every time you address
all right. Subject, I need you to round it up because I'm trying to quantify it in a way in which you can edify for the people. So what we want edifying content with a conclusion, not just random thought.
Yeah.
You with
That's
me?
Why I'm saying that, I hear you. So the woman have to really take good notice of this spirit and really study them and see how, this spirit are not manifested in their life. Because you might be, thinking that you are a good woman. But if the spirit takes control of you, you will destroy your family. Not only your family, but you'll destroy your whole community. And you're still thinking that you are helping,
Well, thank you, sister. Great point. And what she said at the end was important. Listen, all due respect, we already went to the scriptures and the story narrative. What we're trying to understand now on what has resonated from this lesson, what did you realize that you didn't realize before? Because obviously there have been no opposition in our community against it. We can recognize it, but now you have the scriptures to understand it. What? Okay? Let's edify. No random thoughts, please. Let's quantify and edify so that when young ladies listen to this, they're able to learn, articulate, take something from it, so that they don't make the mistakes that, the women that raised them made, the women that they witnessed in the communities made. Okay? 256 area code, 813 area code.
Hello, elders. This is Miss Black. I'm calling from Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay. How are you?
And I'm fine, thank you. I was just wanting to say that I'm really glad that you all spoke on this topic today, because I realized that, sad to say that when I was growing up, I had at one time been that Jezebel. And as I've come into the truth and I realized what was going on and I learned better, I pushed myself. I had to do better for my children. And I see that Jezebel spirit with my daughter. And I am fighting with this, and I tell her, and it's wonderful, and she's watching. I'm so glad that you brought this up so that she can see exactly what I've been telling her that I see. When she pays to go out and spend all this money on her hair, she becomes a totally different person, and our relationship is really hurt with that. And also, I've seen that Jezebel spirit in a young lady that I'm glad for my grandson, but the mother, and she can be nice, but there's another side, and there's some things that have happened. Some things that cause her. She did kind of make herself look male. And
hey, sister,
but
sister, I need an interaction before you digress into something else so that we can actually drive home the important parts.
Yes, yes, sir, I'm sorry. But, you know, these things I have, you know, been able to bring to my children's attention because these things are out there, those two spirits, the spirits, that, you know, that cater to the male and the female.
Yes, sister, but,
so,
all right, do you hear me? Do you hear me right now or no?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, there's feedback. All right. I had to turn it down because there was some distortion and they couldn't hear you clearly. So let's start with here. You said that you were once, you found yourself in hindsight being controlled by the Jezebel spirit. Now, that's really broad without emphasizing what exactly is that. What were you doing that now we can equate to the Jezebel and the succubus that was identified in the lesson today? But because by just saying I was doing that isn't highlighting the activity that comes with it. So when you said that you were Jezebel and you were under that spirit and succubus, what exactly, give us some examples of your life that patterned Jezebel.
Well, I could, I knew how to dress myself up, how to make myself look a certain way to attract men, to get them to do what I pretty much wanted them to do, to get whatever it was that I felt like I wanted from them at that time. And I was confident in that.
Hold up. Let's stop there. Because not too many times we hear a woman come straight out and tell the truth concerning this. Let me get your name again, sister.
Miss Black.
Miss Black. Okay, I don't know if that's anonymous or what. That's your real name?
Yeah, my last name is Black, yes.
Okay, all right. I'm Black too. All right, let's deal with it here, right? So you said that you would get dressed up with the full intentions of capturing a man to get him to do what you wanted him to do. You could make him a slave to you by your outward appearance.
Pretty much, yes. And it wasn't set on one individual. I mean, I would go out to the clubs and, you know, do what I wanted to do.
Hey, sister. Are you on the speaker? Because you sound like you're far away, and I'm trying to balance this because it's a good call, but I'm still trying to struggle with volume. Okay, I need you to get off of the speaker. Yes. No more speakers, please. If y'all call in, no speakers because it's not good for broadcasting. Okay? Now, let's just deal with it. So you said you would not just do this for one man, but go on.
A typical weekend, I would, dress myself up. Yes, for a typical weekend,
right.
I would dress up and go out.
But in a nutshell, what we did receive from that, for those who missed it, that she said she realized that she were operating this system, Miss Black, in the spirit of Jezebel. And she taught her daughters to do so. But now she's trying to correct the behavior that came with the daughter watching mom act out. See that? So we think the children aren't looking or listening, right? But she learned to become Jezebel watching mom. Now mom is seeing herself through her daughter and can't stand it. Now the daughter is spending all of her money and all of her time just to get here or different fashions of here, because they're taught in our society now that the way you look can be your path to wealth and prosperity. This is the way you're going to get yourself a basketball player or someone of high value to take care of you. So she spent all this money on hair, right? Now, when she began to spend all her money on hair, this happens.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry I'm late.
You have had a dream. One you'd be willing to do anything for.
Wow. And now, how's work?
Are you still interning for that lead?
Executive assistant. Anna, music people have certain expectations, and my girls need to flow freely. Who does your hair? No one? Me? Aren't you tired of it? All the stares you get. You want to be one of my girls?
Yes. You came all the way from India?
Forget about where it's from. Focus on where it's going. You're not tender-headed, are you?
I'll be fine.
Clients swear this stuff is magic.
Wow. How's it feel?
People look at you and they see somebody else, and somehow you become more of yourself.
I can't fault you for doing whatever it takes to get where they keep trying to keep us from getting. In a perfect world, a woman would be able to wear her hair the way she wants to.
Jamal's haired girl. She see trees covered in black moss and made herself a wig. Maybe the hair in the tree was enchanted.
It's one to think about.
Something bad has happened.
Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah.
What?
Look, I cannot die today, okay? I've been in church for like 15 years.
Hey, girl. Damn, that took a turn.
Boy, I tell you the truth. Every day in our community is Halloween. Next call. Let's get the next call now. Yeah?
When we put that video out talking about Indian showing the pimples, we got pushback. Now they're just throwing it out as a matter of
exactly.
Fact.
When we were, don't forget, this trailer, lawyer sent me to this trailer to me, what, the day before yesterday, the lawyer?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we were talking about the spirits in India that they pray into the hair and all that, that's messing our sisters up, that the Asians are bringing over here to actually drive our women crazy. And guess what? We had to do a makeup show, another show to bring a sister on to let us know how much that offended our sisters. And they're coming right out with it now. Next call. So here it is. She said her daughter is infatuated with all this hair. She put all the money into it. Her daughter is under a spell of Jezebel. And guess what? The men don't like it. At all. To be straight with it, it doesn't smell good, it isn't healthy, it's defiling your temple. Men don't like it. 470 area code.
Shabbat Shalom, all elders.
Shalom, let's talk.
My name is Sister T. I'm from the Florida Body. I was calling in to say the lesson is great because it enlightened me even the more. Because in the Christian church, they describe a Jezebel with just makeup and jewelry on. And I'm not a jewelry person, no way. I just like to wear my earrings. So I couldn't even wear my earrings. And they said that also, a brazen person is a woman that talks all the time. So quiet in the church, didn't say nothing too much. But all this was an eye-opening for me. I always dressed appropriate, never liked to show my body. And I was told in the church, you don't have to dress like that. You can bring your dress up a little bit above your knees. And I was like, no, I'm not comfortable. I'm okay. And, I mean, these are deacons and brothers in the church. So I was looking at all of this, and I was saying, no, because I didn't even bring my daughters up like that, you know. So I was always protected of this body because it was always told me that's your body and you have to be protected of it. Nobody else is going to do you like you do your body. So that was something that I was taught coming up. So, and I maintain that. And I'm older and I still dress that way. I have no problem.
All praise be to the Most High. Thank you, sister. Good point. I'm going to place you on hold. Thank you, sister. And she was taught, see, the churches hide the fact that it's ran by Jezebels by minimizing or not highlighting who Jezebel was. Or you would realize the churches are filled with it. It's the I hate man spirit. I can say anything about a man, but how dare you say anything about women? This spirit hates prophets because prophets can see them. So Jezebel looked to kill all of them. And the Most High at the end sent a war in which he ordered the prophets and the warriors to feed Jezebel to the dogs. But the spirit remained in the earth to a degree that Christ had to warn the churches about her. She'll come in, she'll talk, she'll kill busybodies, she'll go house to house, and she looked to usurp houses. With no example of a righteous woman when it comes to viewing her family and her legacy. See? You can identify the spirit. The spirit of Jezebel orchestrates heresies against the men of God. When they're online, they're talking against men about men. They want to let everyone know that they know just as much as men do. They recruit men, and the modern term of the men they recruit the modern term is sins. They recruit men as infantry to carry out their war. So they use men as pawns against the men that threaten them, who can identify them. Okay? Now, let's go down the line. 346 area code. 813 area code, then 346. Shalom. You're live. The lesson is the bell from hell. You're live.
Shalom, elders. My name is Kimberly Douglas from the Florida Body, and I too, like many women, was dealing with the Jezebel spirit. But what I gained from this broadcast the most is not to allow these Jezebels to think that they represent the real daughters of Zion, the real queens of the Most High.
Understand, but let's talk about you, sister. Let's not talk about what they're going to do, right? You said you once walked in Jezebel.
Yes.
Okay, identify that.
When I was younger, I used to dress provocatively. I'm more so like sheer clothing, so I didn't wear like really stuff with cleavage or short stuff, but I did wear sheer clothing, like see-through clothing. And also, I don't know if it was because I was dealing...
Are you on a speaker?
No, I'm not on a speaker.
Hold on. Let me see if I can do something different because I don't know what's going on with some of these calls. One moment. All right. Say something now.
Do I sound better?
I'll play you from here. They'll hear you from here. Go on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was also dealing with the spirit of bisexuality, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it. So I'm being an older woman that's not married or with any children. It's like I'm really not sure where I'm fit in or how I'm supposed to do my part, but. Like I said, I'm trying to let these Jezebels know that they don't represent us in any shape, form, or fashion.
Okay, let's not talk about them. Let's talk about you. You said also that you were dealing with the spirit of
bisexuality.
That's what we want to highlight, because that's also a spirit of Jezebel. Because a lot of women get with women. You have a lot of lesbians who will wait, calculate to get next to a woman, to be there to cushion her fall after being hurt by men. It's usually at the end of the day, it's a rally against the man. It's a clear statement that I would rather deal with a woman of the same sex before dealing with the man because I hate him so. And in our community, lesbians, even with babies, the proof is that they once loved men, are turning to women in defiance in shared defiance. Is this what happened to you?
Yes, come on, Elder. Come on.
So you was hurt by a man, and where did the lesbian show up at?
She actually went to school with her. Yes, I was actually hurt by family members, but I went to school with this particular female.
You said you were bi family members. I don't know what that means. What do you say?
Abused by, sexually abused by family members.
Okay, so you're saying that action or that inordinate spirit came in through sexual abuse.
Exactly.
I'm sorry to hear that. So at a younger age, someone did something to you. Was it a female?
No, they were both males.
And through that, you developed an inordinate affection that led to promiscuity, and it opened you to spirits, even succubus and Jezebel, in which you began to deal with bisexual or just freely give your body to anyone. Sister, I mean, first of all, I'm sorry all that happened to you. Second of all, it takes sheer courage to talk about it, because usually people in that community won't admit that their actions was a subject of abuse, from abuse, and try to hide it by claiming that they were born that way, actually, believe it or not, protecting the perpetrators who continue to destroy our families. How old were you when you began to realize it was all wrong and begin to turn back to the Almighty? How old were you?
I was, I'd say, early teens, around about 15, 16 years old. But I also abused a child before I realized that, I had a problem.
When you said you abused a child, what do you mean by that?
Sexually.
What do you mean by that?
I had a young guy.
Usually abused people abuse others. Are you saying that it led to you doing what was done to you?
Con, Elder.
Was it a young lady or a young man? Who was it? What was it?
A young man.
Okay. All right. And of course you have repented from that, of course, and you're now on the road to recovery to warn others concerning the spirit of abuse and Jezebel and suffering. Well, sister, thank you for coming out and being so honest. I appreciate it. We're going to go to the next call, but I'm glad because so many of our brothers and sisters need to hear what we've been hiding for years in our communities. We've been hiding this, and our children are suffering for it. Thank you. Thank you, sister. Well, I appreciate your call.
All right. Bless you, Elder. Thank you for allowing me to come on.
Thank you. Bless you. Woo! I tell you. See, but this is why Christ said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. All right? Hold on, we're going to go to the next call. One moment. Let me see this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to just take a few more calls in one moment. A few more calls. Jezebel, the woman from hell. Let's talk about it. Okay, let's get to the next call here. Let's see, 317 area code.
Hello.
Shalom. Shalom, you're live at the Gathering of Christ Church.
Hi, my name is Jay from Indianapolis. Can you hear me?
You're live.
Hello. I was just calling. My name is Jay from Indianapolis. I was calling because what I learned from this today was identifying the spirit and honestly seeing how I'm still struggling and battling with the spirits when I thought I wasn't. It's a lot of different aspects of the spirit. We talked about the makeup and the hair, but, you know, you feel the spirit of the Most High in you, but you also battle with that Jezebel spirit. You have people around you that encourage that spirit. For instance, you know, I wear my hair natural. I've been having a lot of my girlfriends tell me who wear hair weave, you need to do something with your hair. So then I start feeling insecure because I'm not around anyone else like me. And I take a look at myself and now I don't see that. So recently I got a hair weave and I'm battling with that because the Most High Spirit within me is telling me, be yourself, love what I've given you. But I continue to look at other people and think their hair is tamed and mine isn't. And that's just a small aspect. And what I wanted to know from you, Elder, is how to defeat this spirit.
Well, good. Sister, let me get your name again.
Jay.
All right. First of all, there's a few things that have to be corrected. All right. The first thing that has to be corrected with you thinking that something is wrong with your hair, okay? The whole deal is, sister, you have to put more time and care into your hair. That's what you must do. There's nothing wrong with your hair. It's just that because of its course, women have to put more time into it, okay? That's what's going on. The women that's telling you need to do something about that is not because they're looking at your hair and believe something is wrong. They're insecure. They're the weak ones. And every time you are around them, it's highlighting their weakness. So they must break you down to a degree in which you're going to put something on your head that's going to block your neural senses and cause diseases on top of your head.
Absolutely.
It's not healthy long term, and it's bad for you. That see, and it's not them speaking in particular. It's succubus. It's Jezebel. You got to do something
Absolutely.
About that. No, you have to be strong enough to look at them. Sister, listen, be strong enough. How do you overcome it? You have to be strong enough to stand with God. And you have to put them in a place in which they're uncomfortable talking to you like this. Okay?
Okay.
Like,
okay.
No, I'm good.
And you're right, because I get a lot of compliments on my natural hair as well. So it's really the people I probably need to cut out of my life.
You don't have to cut them out of your life. It seems like, and that's another thing I see with sisters, it seems like they just want to rip off the Band-Aid. It's either left or right. No, you set a standard because those friends may have benefits in being friends, but that part of them is what? Dysfunctional. So what you have to do is you have to set a standard, barriers, on how far they can go when it comes to their criticism of you. No, listen, you're going into some shaky territory there. No, you're not to tell me what to do with my hair. And guess what? I'm not going to tell you what to do with yours.
Okay. Well, I thank you, and I thank you guys for all the work that you do.
Well, sister, don't let anyone tell you that something is wrong with your hair compared to other people. Of course, there's a transition you have to go through to make your hair healthy. There's YouTube videos that you can actually look to where women start off rough, but at the end of it, I'm going to tell you, all day long, 100 times out of 100, a man wants a woman with natural hair over a woman that wear weave. You ask any man and they'll tell you that. Don't
mm-hmm.
listen to these women.
Mm-hmm. Well, I
talk to a man.
Hello?
Talk to a man. A man will tell you. The man will tell you it's unclean. It's messy. Talk to a man.
Right.
Okay.
And us speaking about this spirit itself and this lesson, it was great. It was great for today because I learned so much, not just with the makeup and the hair, but how sneaky this spirit is and how I didn't identify some things that now I can see as well. I'm not dealing, you know, talking about anyone else. I'm talking about within myself that I need to work on because I'm trying to get right with the Most High and live my life right. But sometimes you don't know things and you help me to identify some things that I didn't realize what they were.
Well, thank you, sister. And all praise be to the Most High. And I'm sure you're going to take this information, this truth, and it's going to empower you to stand as a daughter of Zion. Don't let the world weaken you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We ask for that. Listen, sister, you show your power. You show the brothers and sisters out there that, listen, you can be how God made you and be accepted.
Okay.
And if that's not good enough, guess what? They're not good enough. Okay?
All right.
Bless you, sister.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Let's go down the line, 346 area code. Shalom. Jezebel, the woman from hell. Who's this?
I know you wanted a woman's perspective, but is it okay if I give you mine?
And brother, and all due respect, and I'm going to get a woman's perspective. Hold on tight. I don't mean to disrespect you, but we have limited calls. And sisters have been asking me to do this broadcast. So hold tight, brother, and I'm going to get your perspective last, if you're patient, okay? I have you.
Okay, brother.
All right? 703 area code. Yes, looking good? Okay. 703 area code, you're live with the Gathered of Christ Church. Okay. No one's there?
Hello?
Okay, you can control that for me.
Hello?
703 area code, your name, and let me also get your age. That's important also, your name and age.
Okay, my name is Angel, and I'm 29 years old.
All right, what you got, sister? Talk to us. Shalom.
So this shalom, and I'm also in the academy, and I love it, and I can't wait till tomorrow. But I wanted to say that with the music, that a lot of that spirit is in it, and I even feel myself being affected by it, and you know, throughout my life too, you know, hip hop and some of the female rappers, like I have to protect my, you know, my gates. Because I can feel that Jezebel spirit coming through, like, you know, in some of the lyrics, they're very demeaning towards men and saying, just use them and get what you need out of them and go. So I definitely relate to this message because God doesn't, you know, God doesn't want that spirit running rampant throughout the community because, like, you know, you were saying, it really does, it's an attack and it can affect families. So luckily I don't have a family yet, but I know that, you know, I'm staying away from all content that could possibly disrupt my spirit and affect it, you know?
Well, sister, that's correct. But when you look out in the community, those that are listening to this music, women who are getting influenced through this woman empowerment, be honest. And in particular, Judah. Let's talk about Judah today, the black woman.
Okay.
Are we winning or losing? With all this empowerment. Losing terribly. Say that again.
We're losing terribly because it's a lot of broken homes. It's a lot of relationships built off of lust.
Sorry, I got to put you on hold. There's a disruption there. I don't know if it's our thing, even though our thing is running fine. So I'm going to place you on hold. Yeah, women are losing. And then they're looking at everything else outside of them saying, well, it's because black men only want white women. No. Men are in a, what you would call spiritually evolutionary stage now, because it comes down to self-preservation. If we don't stop this bleeding and what's going on with our communities, there'll be none left. So there's no time to play around with this anymore. There's no time with it. You're going to find yourself alone with an alter ego that's going to drag you to hell. The alter ego you created is a spirit from somewhere. You think it's just you putting on the hair and all that. It's a whole community of service to Satan. And if the prophets don't talk about it, if the teachers don't talk about it, who will? And this is why Jezebel needed the prophets dead. Now, I don't want to digress into Neverland, right, because I have a lot to do and prepare for in preparation for tomorrow. So I'm going to take a few more calls, but I want to hear your input. 901 area code, 901.
Hello?
90. Hello?
Yes. Hello?
You're live, 901 area code.
Yes, hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes. What you have, sister?
What do I have? I'm Ms. Taurus, and I'm 41 years old. And I have been, in the past, affected by the Jezebel spirit. And it comes from being raised by women.
Sister, because this is something that's hidden in our communities also. I think this thing been going on for a long time, and it's been concealed in our community. The jailhouse activity amongst our community, where young girls are actually being into certain behaviors through these butch type women raping them. How old were
Most
you
definitely.
When this happened? How old were you when this happened?
I guess around, I'm saying my father, he was military. My mother married my father when she was like 18 years old.
Sister, for the sake of the broadcast, just answer directly. I don't mean to disrespect.
I understand directly.
We're edifying. We don't go down the whole digression.
All right.
We understand.
Okay.
How old were you when this happened?
About 10 years old.
10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So women of the other persuasion took advantage of a 10-year-old girl.
Right, you know, by saying things like, well, I had a lot of women in my family that didn't get married. It was like 8 sisters, but it's only 2 other sisters that got married. It was my mother and another one of my aunts that got married, but in the, you know, around us, so you become educated. You live on your own. You don't know what to do. Instead of teaching us the way the Bible says, that we get a full understanding of
that. Hold up, sister. You're going to digress into other things. So just answer my question so that we can edify
clear podcast. Okay.
Just follow me.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. You were 10 years old. There was mm-hmm. women around you who influenced this behavior that was going on, which was the alternative lifestyle, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Now, eventually, you have children of your own, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm sorry,
which
folks.
Is adults now. Which is an adult.
Okay.
Which are an
so,
adult.
All right. Let me ask you this, sister. Two things.
Mm-hmm.
Where were
mm-hmm.
your parents? Where were your parents when grown lesbians were taking advantage of you? Where were they? Okay. Let's go to the next call. Her call dropped. Woo! I didn't know this. The spirit of Jezebel was going to reveal all the other spirits that have been attacking our sisters in the community. And you know what? The reason why this particular broadcast is a breakthrough, because these are the things sisters were ashamed to talk about for years and have hid. And the Bible says, confess your faults one for another so that you can be healed. Let's get it. So that you can be healed. And yeah, and I believe, and I have to make a disclaimer, that this have digressed into a video that should be for mature audiences only. Because, believe it or not, I had no idea that it would pull out the depth of evil that even comes with alternative lifestyles and children actually being abused. But it's all encompassed. And unless we address this as a nation, as a people in our communities, we'll never heal. But sisters, if you hear other sisters talking about that, I would rather you keep that going forward for a private conversation in which you can actually send us an email and talk about it. Because I don't want someone to hear this and say, okay, let me now turn this into a rape molestation show.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's actually digressing from everyday activity that goes on. That's now, it's now the conversation is shifting off of what we should be addressing, that, you know, what's hidden in plain sight before us daily. Okay? 414 area code.
Hi, elders. This is Sister Nicole.
Talk to us, Sister Nicole.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
So I just wanted to say that I think some of the men in our community promote the Jezebel spirit. It's almost like Jezebel
okay.
has a counterpart.
Hey, sister, this is what we're not going to do. We're not even going to talk about the men.
Okay,
at
so
all.
Basically, I just wanted to say that I feel like they're attracted to that.
No, see, but see, what? Here's the key thing you mentioned, sister. I feel men.
Well, I think it's
men. No, listen to me, sister. Even before all this weave and all this stuff came out, men were attracted to women, acting out their feelings towards women. So the same thing, if not more, was happening even before this happened. So we can't use these. You have men that would sleep with anything. So I think women are equating that with the hair. So let's not go into the men. Let's go into the spirit, because don't say you're doing this for men. Men don't want it.
Well, that hasn't been my experience.
Listen, I understand. Let me tell you, everyone have their own unique experience. But when you talk to men in number, they'll tell you, we don't want it. You equated that man being attracted to you with that. But sometimes men can't be honest. If they're honest with you, there's more pushback and fight if they tell you, I don't like the way it looks. I don't like the way it smells. I would rather know who you look like. because it's not you. It's synthetic, and it came from some place with demons in it to destroy our community. And the spirit of delusion comes with it too.
Well, I don't wear it. I don't practice wearing that. I'm natural. And because of that, I really don't get attention like that. I think that the Jezebel gets, you know, more attention.
Well, sister, you know what? When you do get attention, it's going to be the right attention. That's what you want. You need something that can filter through the people that aren't good for you anyway. And by you being regular, guess what? A lot of heartache is walking right by you. And you know what? Good riddance to good rubbish.
That's right.
You should be listen, you should be happy that they're going right by you.
I'm just upset that there's that many people that's that way.
No, what I'm saying is, sister, be patient. Be right with the Almighty and be patient because you don't want those men anyway. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me place you on hold. Now, why did I say, sister, let's not talk about the men? Because early when we went into the lesson, we said one of the tricks, the deceptive tricks of the succubus or Jezebel is to say something about a man to deflect from what they're doing. Oh, men want that. No, you got a man right here talking. There's other men. Men talk and talk about things that if we say in front of other women, it would offend them. So some men don't say it to their wives or their girlfriends to avoid the fallout. But when men talk amongst each other, keep in mind that if all women today in our community decided not to wear weave, marriages would go up. Because you will be all we would have to choose from anyway. So it's not like we're going to be like, no black woman because y'all chose not to have weeds. You've convinced yourself of that. When we talk with brothers, brothers tell us, be honest with us about it. They do. They're honest with us, but they can't be honest with you about it. Well, you met me like this. Yeah, but there was other things I liked about you, but I didn't like that. But you can't tell them that. 678 area code.
Hi, Elder. My name is Victoria. I'm 30 and I'm calling from Atlanta.
And Victoria, I'm glad you called and I'm going to let you say something. But you know what we noticed, though? What I've noticed? No one has actually given us their take on that bad hair trellis of what they're actually emphasizing and highlighting when it comes to the demonic activity that comes with wearing that. I don't see anyone talking about that. Why? It's not me with a personal pet peeve or nothing. We showed you videos months ago what the Indians are doing, the East Indians, shaving their heads, sacrificing it to the Buddhist temples to sell in our neighborhood to drive our women crazy. To break up our homes and to destroy our families by sending demons in our community in the form of hair. Feeding an alter ego, which is succubus and Jezebel. But it's like they would like to skirt around it all together, not even address that. Why? Tell me, what do you think about that trailer, bad hair?
I'm glad you brought that up because that's why I was actually calling to kind of give like my testimony with wearing weave and then going from wearing weave all the time to wearing my natural hair and taking care of my hair and how long my hair has gotten. But anyway, back to the trailer. I was introduced to the trailer, like, you know, from watching the lessons and watching the podcast that happens on Wednesday. And the depiction of the mindset when you are wearing weave and how it makes you feel, how you feel, you know, like a whole nother person that the trailer does, that movie does, is like spot on, it's on point. And so, like, for an example, 10 years ago, my mom had told me, she was like, you know, you need to stop wearing that weave. You need to take care of your hair. You have beautiful hair. You just, burning your hair out, or you pulling your hair out from gluing in hair weave or getting the sewing, you know, your edges are falling out. Like you're, like you said before, earlier in the I'm nervous, but like you said earlier, we create the alopecia, like we bring on the alopecia in our hair, and that's exactly what I was doing wearing the weave. But for some reason, when I would get my hair done, I just felt like I was coming into myself, you know, like before my hair, when my hair wasn't done, when I was just wearing my natural hair, I just didn't feel like myself. And then when I would go and get the hair weave, I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm that girl or whatever the case may be. But when I listened to my mom and I stopped putting the weave in, stopped perming my hair all the time, and I just started taking care of it, you know, just washing it, trimming it, doing whatever it is I needed to do to take care of my hair. Now my hair is to the middle of my back, and I oftentimes I get asked, am I mixed? Is that my real hair? People want to touch my hair. They don't believe that is my natural hair. But, like, everything you're saying is so true. It's definitely a spirit with wearing the hair weave. And it's so much so to the point where when I put the weave in, I feel like I'm not complete unless I put on lashes, unless I get my eyebrows done, unless, you know. But with my natural hair, I can just go out natural, no makeup, no nothing, and still feel beautiful. And I've even noticed the difference in how people respond to me with the fact that I've taken care of my natural hair and I'm walking around in my natural essence. I'm sorry, this is my daughter in the background.
You know what? All praises be to the Most High, because your daughter is going to learn self-worth and respect the gifts of the Most High, her natural beauty. All praises be to the Most High, because you've seen both sides of it. At one time, she's seen the other side that says, listen, I did it because when I put this on, I became an entirely different person. I was that girl. Yeah, demon-possessed Jezebel. I had a confidence that I didn't know existed, an alter ego.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hold up. They have women who actually put pet names on their weaves.
Yeah. I didn't have a pet name for mine.
hey, sister, thank you. Let's put that before we go to the next call here real quick. Thank you for your testimony, because sisters need to hear it from other sisters. It's important so that they can't think that we're bashing them or looking down on them. But it went out of control. It's to the control that now we're now witnessing this and the intent of that spirit since its inception. Because it came in slick. It came in under African braids, where I've seen the advent of weaves when it was just women getting extensions and individuals in African braids. It was covert how they snuck that in on us. But we didn't know that it was going to turn into this. We had no idea that this is where it was going until it was too late. That women was actually putting on another personality. And it was deep, because I knew something was wrong back then when a woman would sit up for 12 hours with two people in their head, going to bobbing and going to sleep and everything, with somebody twisting some stuff in their head, and they there till wee hours in the morning. It wasn't the hairdressers. It was a girl up the street doing it. And she was getting paid. Women were lining up, and I didn't even think anything of it. So it started off with it actually looking like our real hair, like real sister's hair, but a little longer. That was the bait and switch they did on us. Because to men, it was just a cool African style. That's how it started out, sister. But now it came out the real purpose of this was to get back the hair lost, according to Isaiah, the third chapter. And to get a confidence now. And with that confidence, I will be able to do what? Overcome the man. 612 area code, 910 area code.
Shalom, Elders.
Shalom.
My name is Desi.
Let me tell you, we brothers, there's an old school term, is we brothers fell for the trick bag. It started off with African braids. They would even have Bantu knots with it and all that. And it looked all African. It looked black. That's how they, then slowly it started to morph into something else. Be like, well, hold up now. They started, then they went to the blonde weed. And I'm like, hold up. This is deeper, brothers. Let's take a note. Take notice of this. It's changing. It's changing now. Is there something with the white woman here? What is this? And if so, it's okay, but be honest about it. Let's go. Go on.
Salawam. I'm glad you mentioned about the white woman also. The spirit that's in that hair is encouraged also. So the world, when I didn't have the leave-in, when I started in a high position, it was expected for me to do my hair. And they use little code words, you know, of we expect you to look professional. And the other directors, they're looking professional was weaves or long hair and things. Pretty much had to take the hint. And this was white corporate and black corporate that expected that look. And so it's like a pressure also that when I looked at the trailer, the corporate woman, the CEO, whoever she is behind the desk, she was putting that pressure on who does your hair. And this is how you're supposed to look. Well, that's a real thing. And the best decision I made coming out of the corporate world was actually to go natural and then eventually put locks. And I know that people have stigmas against locks. They'd rather wear a wig because they say locks give you alopecia. You take care of your hair like the Most High told you to. My hair, my own hair, is almost to the end of my back after 5 years. And my scalp is clean and healthy. And my hair, my natural waves go in the front, natural, what they call baby hair or whatever. All that is mine. And when I look back, that I used to pay for that length. all praise and pressure is real in that scene. The water elder.
Well, sister, let me tell you about that, because I also work in the corporate world. And I worked in a corporate world in a time in which the transitioning was going in, happening with the hair. But sisters, and one thing that's gifted about the sisters here that other nations don't have, they can take some grease in their hair and take a blow dryer and comb their hair straight and style it anywhere they want. It just takes more work. The other nations don't have that luxury. It's like racial envy. The black girl wants the straight hair. The white girl wants the curly hair. But sisters, if you take care of your hair, it just takes more time. That means you can't be lazy with your hair. See? So understand what you're saying, the professional part of that. But you can look professional in a corporate setting without weave. It takes more work. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen, I know about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have a sister. So one thing I know about a sister, that's why they can't use a corporate pressure as an excuse, because I know it exists. You just have to do what? You have to spend more time on your hair. That's all. You can blow dry your hair, and guess what? You know it's going to sweat out or whatever the case is. It's going to happen. But at least that day, you covered it. Over 2 days, you covered the bill. You produced what the corporate world needed to make your money, to be a helpmeet to your husband. And your temple is healthy because you don't have something over your head destroying your brain. So I understand that. It is more work. See, but it's harder now for women. And what makes it harder for the woman now? It's because even back then, when a woman had time to do all that, she had a man in the home that can cover other things. So she had more time for her hair. But now the woman is doing it on her own, taking care of the children, no man around, and all that. So, yes, it leaves her less time. But that still goes to the point of what fixing our families now so that our daughters don't go through this.
And my daughter's hair is natural. My daughter's hair is natural and beautiful, and I'm so thankful that the Most High brought us out of all that because it is a bondage.
Yeah, yes. And you become a slave to it. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, what we wanted to do was just to show, thank you, sister, we wanted to show the spirit of what's been attacking our sisters, the things that at the end of their life or when they get older, you know, they begin to highlight and address, and when they get older, they become, you know, depressed because they get older and realize these decisions I made as a young lady have literally destroyed my golden years, the years that I should grow up and grow into elderly with the wisdom to bestow on my daughters. My decisions as a young girl have destroyed me going into my golden years. So now the Most High wants us to identify that spirit to help our daughters, to help our young ladies. Now, it's going to be tough, but conversations like this begins the healing. 281. We'll take two more calls and then we'll digress out of here. Shalom. 201. 281. I'm sorry. 281. All right. Let's go up here. One more call. Let's see. 954 area code. Shalom.
Hello. Shalom. Shalom, elders. How are you doing?
I'm well. And yourself?
Can you hear me? I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you. I have a question since we're speaking about the Jezebel spirit.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So the question is, if you grew up in a home where your mother, well, you realize now from being into the word that you have a mother that is heavily possessed by the Jezebel spirit and a father that's heavily possessed by the Ahab spirit. What would be your advice to that daughter that wants to follow the Most High and still wants to honor their parents?
The whole thing is the Bible tells us about be all things to all men to gain a few. You have to also honor your mother and father. So the best example you can show them is your example, your walk in newness of life. Because with parents, you'll always be that little baby. The little baby that they change the diapers on. So it's going to be but so much information they'll receive from you. With you being their daughter. The change when it comes to children to parents comes from example. You must live a life of virtue, which will open them up for correction. That's all.
Right. Well, amen to that. But deeper, I want to dive a little bit deeper. So if you're dealing with a mother that is dealing with the Jezebel spirit, because some people are just influenced by it temporarily.
Well,
but if you really think about the Jezebel spirit is controlling.
Sister, give me an action that we can highlight that's Jezebel. What is it? That's ambiguous. When you say in a Jezebel spirit, give us one example, your mother's Jezebel activity, her action. One example of it.
Okay, well, I am a witness to it, but I don't want to say my mother, not saying that it is or is not. I just want to speak in general. But let's say a mother who puts down the father in front of you, who pretty much you can never ask your father for anything. You always have to go through your mom. During times where you were almost married, she would say bad things to, about you to your fiance, just things, and then like cover it up, because it seems like that spirit is very deceitful and manipulate a lot. So they would come like they're in love and in peace, but then they will shock you by some of the comments they would say that would be opposite from the first image that they would put out to, you know, even their children or to new people. That's just their motive, to always come in peace, always come in love, and then they kind of switch faces on you.
Okay,
so how do you deal with me? I'm 34.
Okay, you're 34 years old. Okay, what you have is what you would call an overbearing, controlling mother, right? Or you don't want to put it out there. It's just, you know, you can speak in ambiguous terms. So there's a woman who's overbearing and have emasculated her man. And through that controlling spirit, which is Jezebel, because she was able to capture a full-grown, strong man and have him do her bidding, she feels empowered to do this to anyone she comes in contact with, because this man haven't put her in order. So what you must do, sister, is understand the danger of this and guard your family from that behavior, but still allow your family to benefit from what she has to bring as a mother or a grandmother. You have to set the boundaries on those relationships. You have to set the boundaries.
Right.
Yes, my children have to have a relationship with my grandparents, but mom, let's have a conversation. These are the things. I'm not going to continue the curse I've learned. I'm not going to continue it, and I'm not going to have that taught to my children. You don't got to put it in that way, but just say, here's the rules when it comes to my family. I love you, but these are the things that I can't allow to affect my children, because I'm going to submit to my husband. And I want my children to learn what a healthy, traditional family looks like. So if you're going to be overbearing to a degree in which it affects my family, I'm going to have to rationally minimize how much you can have access to them. Because I'm not going to be teaching them one thing and you're going to be teaching them another. So, sister, you're just going to have to set the boundaries. You're grown. You're going to still show your love towards your mother with boundaries. That sickness of Jezebel emasculating a man cannot be seen, especially it cannot be seen by your young men, by your sons. They cannot witness.
Thanks, Elder. I know that's like a heavy topic to really go deep into, but thanks for shedding some light in that situation.
Set the boundaries. You know what you're dealing with. And some people are setting their ways. They're setting their ways. You have to make sure your daughters don't witness that foolishness. And above all, your sons cannot see that. A man that has been feminized, he's just there as a prop.
Yeah, it's really sad, and I didn't really notice it as much until I came to the truth. It's really, really sad.
Well, it is, but this is what happens when you allow Jezebel to run unchallenged. Thank you, sister.
And the lady I'm speaking of, she's done it inside the church because she's Christian. She does it inside the church, too, and try to, you know, take the role inside the church. So I remember when I was a child that they actually made us leave the church.
I have to go. Sister, I got one more call. I got your point, but I understand. But I apologize. I have to go to the next call, okay?
I understand. I appreciate it. Shalom, elders.
All right. Now, and I'll say this in particular. Okay? Of course, she'll do it everywhere. Doesn't matter. These are the women that are running the church, and the churches are destroyed because of it. She'll do it everywhere. Why? Because she hasn't been checked in the home. Okay? That man a long time ago was supposed to stand up and say, well, listen, it's my way or the door. Because I don't know too many men out here is going to put up with you. So, hey, he get what he want. That's what he got. And some women just get men, and this meant a man just become the worker and the pet. That's what he becomes. He brings in the money, and he says, oh, sit down over there. Lay down. Sit down. Okay, today, let's do love. He becomes the pet. And she thinks she can carry that mess beyond the doors. It doesn't work like that in the real world. And there's only certain men that can get to be like that. Last call, 816 area code.
I know how to pray. I just don't like the way it looks. Don't tell me you don't know how to pray.
Okay.
The same way to put in the...
Okay, you slow your blow. Let's get one more here. That's what we said coming up, Elder Lord. You slow your blow, young man. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to let's see who we're gonna end it with. Okay, let's get 919 because I said I would go back to the brother. All right, I said I would go back to him. He patiently waited, so I'll go back. Where's 919 at? You see him, Elder Lawyer? No, he's up here. Nine, there he is right here, yeah. 919 area code.
Hey, Shalawam, Elders, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Shalawam, thanks for patiently waiting. Thank you for patiently waiting, but I didn't want to put you before the sisters. All right, go on.
No problem. This topic strikes deep. I mean, deep inside regarding the Jezebel. I'll make a long story short. You know, this society, especially amongst us, black people, the strong, educated woman is what we're programmed to desire. And I actually got one. I married a sister. She had a PhD in chemistry. She was an AKA. She was a high achiever, right? So, you know, that's something, you know, that's how I desired upon. And guess what? Everything you were saying, you know, it's true. She brought me to the Christian church. You know, I would do all the Christian holidays and, you know, partaking all the madness and not knowing. And I discovered you brothers, right? And when I discovered you brothers, it's like, man, my whole world. And I was having problems before, but I didn't understand that I had a Jezebel. I didn't understand his spirit. I was like, oh, strong woman. But when I found you brothers, and I'll tell you something funny. Now, I'm going to cut it short because I know, you know. But when you brothers was in Europe, right, and I would get up early in the morning and watch you brothers, and she could understand that. Like what, you know, you get up early in the morning, you in a coat. And she would see Lawyer, oh, look at his lips, big lips. I said, no, listen to the brother. Listen to what he's saying. So, you know, look at Lawyer lips, look at them big lips. But as this spirit brought out, and let me tell you something, I wasn't raised in an abusive household. I don't know nothing about being abusive towards a woman. This woman's spirit used to drive me to utter madness. And I started to lay hands because I started to learn to you know, assort my you know, being a man, and she wouldn't allow me to do it. And
yo, brother, you're talking about you laying hands. You talking about
not laying hands like per se, like punch you with my fist, but like, you know, grabbing, like, you know, just like not to the point where you think like just subtly, just upright beating them, but just I was out of line there. I'm not justifying it, but I'm just saying that Jezebel spirit.
Hey, brother, hold up, brother. Don't make me regret taking this call, because if we leave it with what you're bringing, everything that's taught will be undone. Okay?
Okay, let's not start with
hands on a woman, because the excuse is this is the way we are because of dudes like you just let on this phone call.
Let me convey what I'm trying to say.
Okay. This is what I need you to digest. What I need you to do is to get back into the line of this conversation, because it's, you know, there's no excuse for... We have to do a show on you, but go on.
I just really want to draw my experience on being with such a wicked woman that hates the Most High and hates his prophets and It's everything you say hit home. So, you know, but I'll stop my experiences. But they will bring the worst out of a man. I'll leave it at that. Shalom, brother. You're doing a good job. Great topic. I'm out.
Lord, have mercy. Woo! Okay. Here's another scripture. And this is going to hit home. Brothers, the portion of a wicked woman is given to a wicked man. Last call, 347. Last call. Let's see. There it is.
Hey, Shalom, Elder. Great lesson, and thank you for taking our call.
Let's get that captain verse. Last call. Go on.
Yes, sir. Just have a quick question. Can a sister be more like Christ instead of Sarah? And did Christ relieve sisters from the curse of their desire being to their husband?
Okay. Good question. The first question is, Christ set up who? The disciples, right?
Okay.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
And the disciples wrote in the epistles that the women should follow the path of Sarah. She was the example of faith according to Christ. So if she's walking in the spirit of Sarah, when it comes to her relations with her husband, that's her in the spirit of Christ. See, and I wanted to highlight that because too many times you see, especially women in the church, brother, is out there claiming, you got it. Just rock 26 and 23. Yeah. They're claiming what? I have a relationship. Christ is my God. I got a relationship with Christ. He's my husband. And they use that and be like, well, no, your husband is according to what? Abraham, the father of faith. That's your husband. So you must walk in the spirit of Sarah. And some might ask, well, suppose I don't have a husband. Well, that's good too. Sarah was in this earth before she was given to Abraham. She was raised to be a wife to the faithful. So we can't go there. You know, Sarah and Abraham weren't born out of the same womb. Literally, they didn't come out of the same stomach. So she was raised in the faith to be that wife of Abraham. Okay? Now, what was your last piece again?
The last piece was, did Christ relieve sisters of the curse of their desire being to their husband?
No. What happens is Christ doesn't release. Christ confirmed that law. Okay? And the whole thing is people look at that as a curse. No. The Most High was putting it back in order. She was meant to be a helpmeet to him in the beginning. It was her partaking of the fruit, gaining more knowledge than him, that had her empower herself over him and to influence him to go against God. So that's not a curse when her desire should be into a husband. That's the Most High putting it back in order. That she needs to check with him first before she makes decisions. She should respect him as Lord on earth before making decisions and going out outside of the protection of the home to get advice, to do this and to do that, like Eve did, and through that, death entered into the earth. So in simple terms, I'm going to put you on hold. In simple terms, follow your man. Now what we hear, well, suppose he did, suppose he that. Suppose he, If he's all that, why did you choose him again? Why are you with him? So don't come with, well, a man got to be this and got to be that. And this is why I'm not in order with him. Well, when it comes to submission, folks, real quick, when it comes to the act of two flesh becoming one, there's, guess what? There's no higher level of submission than that. That's why it's called submission. So if you can submit that way, you can submit all the way. Let's read it.
Sirach chapter 26, verse 23.
Come on.
A wicked woman is given as a portion to a wicked man.
Read it again.
A wicked woman is given as a portion to a wicked man.
Come on.
But a godly woman is given to him that feareth the Lord.
But a God... A godly woman is given to a man that fear God. Because a godly man is not going to put up with a Jezebel. She's on the clock. Like, you're going to change, or you're going to take that attitude someplace else. With that, I'm going to say shalom. May the Most High be with you. And please, Lord, in the spirit of Christ, spare us, save us, especially our young daughters, from the spirit of Jezebel. The virtuous and righteous woman will receive the kingdom of heaven. But the spirit of Jezebel is from hell, and you virtuous sisters, separate yourself from that spirit. It's a strong spirit of influence. Don't let them, don't, no longer will our sisters let that demon influence them. Shalom.